Translation: every part of their bodies, from their feet to the top of their heads, was fully decorated with fresh tender garlands of tulsi leaves, offered by devotees engaged in worshipping the Lord by the greatest pious activities, namely hearing and chanting. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The word Bhuri Punyavad Arpitai is significant in this verse. These forms of Vishnu were worshipped by those who had performed pious activities, Sukriti Bhi, for many births, and who were constantly engaged in devotional service, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu. Bhakti devotional service is the engagement of those who have performed highly developed pious activities. The accumulation of pious activities has already been mentioned elsewhere in the Srimad Bhagavatam, where Shukdev Goswami says, those who are engaged in self-realization, appreciating the Brahman effulgence of the Lord, and those engaged in devotional service, accepting the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Master, as well as those who are under the clutches of Maya, thinking of the Lord an ordinary person, cannot understand that certain exalted personalities. After accumulating volumes of pious activities, are now playing with the Lord in friendship as cowherd boys. In our Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan, there is a tamal tree that covers an entire corner of the courtyard. Before there was a temple, the tree was lying neglected, but now it has developed very luxuriantly, covering the whole corner of the courtyard. This is a sign of Bhuri Punya. Om Ajnanam Timirandasya Jnanam Janashalakaya Chakshuritam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruvai Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Gadamayam Sadati Sapadantikam. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishvanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatrubhyasya Kipa Sindhurevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Shah Bhutale Shimbhute Gopal Krishna Goswami Iti Namine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Shah Bhutale Shimbhute Bhakti Vidant Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Saswati Deve Gaurani Prasharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Prasadeshwarine. Hare Krishna, everyone. Just need blessings of you all Vaishnavas so that I can say something related to this verse. I'm sure this verse is also about the piety, about the pious activities, and they can't be performed if there is no glance of the devotees. So I'm sure I will get your glance and the mercy. Hare Krishna. Hare Prabhu. This says Brahma, about the Brahma. Brahma got bewildered after seeing little Krishna playing with cowherd boys, because cowherd boys were sharing their food with Krishna, and Krishna was running by holding them on their shoulders. So all this, when Brahma saw that, he thought, even Lord Vishnu doesn't do these activities. how can this little Krishna can be the Supreme Personality of Godhead? So he was very doubtful. So he had the doubt and he wanted to test the little Krishna. So he took all the cowherd boys and calves in the Brahmaloka and hid them there, where he looked down on the earthly planet. Then he realized this 1 year has already passed on the Bhoma Vrindavan, and he saw millions of Vishnus standing there wearing helmets and holding conch shell, disc, lotus and mace in their forehands. Srila Prabhupada says it's difficult to see one Vishnu, but Brahma, he saw millions of Vishnus standing there. So he couldn't believe this and he became totally blank. He didn't know actually what to do after that. Then Brahma surrendered to little boy Krishna with his full mind, body, words and heart. There's a verse actually in the Bhagavad Gita 10.8. Aham sarvasya prabho mata sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvitah. I am the source of all the spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who perfectly know this engage in my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts. Lord Krishna is saying to Arjuna. So, it says that everything comes from Krishna, whether it's material or spiritual world. He is the source of everything. He has thousands of qualities, and out of them, 64 qualities are the main one. And out of those 64 qualities, the six are the main qualities. That's why he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Krishna is. So these qualities are, first of all, is a. He has full riches, full. Strength, full. Sorry, all the riches, all the strength, and all the enunciation, all the beauty, all the fame. So these all six qualities. Whoever has these six qualities, it says in Srimad Bhagavad Gita that that person is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So now because Brahma was doubt, he has the doubt actually that the little Krishna, he is not the Supreme Personality, so then that's why he had to pay the consequences of that. It happens with us also. We get doubtful many times because we don't trust in the Lord and His potency. Because there are two things, whether we are Lord, we are God, or Krishna is God. But when we don't surrender 100% to Krishna, then we have to pay the consequences. Anyway, this is just like a Leela going on. Brahma is also a Param Vaishnava. So, to complete the pastimes of Lord Krishna, they have to play the part. Like sometime in Bhaktivedanta manner, the devotees do the plays and they become Ravan or Ram. They all are devotees. So, same way, the Brahma is also serving Lord Krishna. So, Krishna always involves his pure devotees whenever he wants to show the example to the whole world. is a story of Durvasa Muni. He also got he had the doubt on little Krishna. It's explained in the Braja Mahima. So when Durvasa Muni saw little Krishna playing with the cowherd boys, he thought that he is not the same one. It can't be the same Krishna residing in the Golok Vrindavan Dham, that Shyamasundar form. Because he had the doubt, looks like an ordinary person, Krishna put him in the different universe. And in that universe, he saw the same Krishna, Shyamasundar form, and they are playing with the cowherd boys are playing with that Krishna. And demigods are worshipping him. After seeing this scene, Durvasa Muni, he came out of that universe and he looked at the Bhoma Vrindavan where Lord Krishna was playing his pastime. Then he realized this is the same Krishna. So he realized his mistake. So this is another thing. So anybody can do the mistake. It's another pastime. There was a yogi tantric. His name was Karmagiri. He attained actually so many siddhis. He became so powerful. And after that, he wanted to have the darshan of Lord Jagannath. So, when he was going to Lord Jagannath's temple, then he realized the door is shut there and the pandas are standing there. They didn't let him come inside. And he asked for the reason. And they said, Lord is having his fever pastime. So after Snan Yatra, he's resting for 15 days. So he couldn't believe that. He said, how it is possible that Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he can have the fever. So he didn't accept that pastime. And then he said, actually, you are making up the things because you don't want that anybody should come inside and have the darshan. So then after getting upset from there, he was gone to the king of the Jagannath Puri. And he told the king the whole story. He said, well, I want to have the darshan if you can help me. King said, actually, it's our customs. We can't do anything in that. So after that, because he was a mystic yogi, he sat down on the banyan tree and started to recite the verses and started to glorify Mahadev. And then he was flying to the Jagannath temple. Then after reaching there, he took the form of a bumblebee and he entered through the small hole of the door of the temple inside. Then he realized inside there was one very beautiful goddess was sitting on the lotus flower. That lotus flower was made of 8 big petals. He didn't get attracted to that goddess. He got attracted towards the petals because he was in the form of bumblebee. So he got inside. He sat inside the petals, and the petals, they closed after that. And then he started to feel very suffocated, and he started to pray Mahadev. He didn't get any help. Then he prayed to the Jagannath, Lord Jagannath. So then after that, the petals opened and then he came out from the petals and he found himself out of the temple and realized his body was very weak. After doing this one mistake, again he thought, this is, how it is possible? Lord can have the fever pastime inside. And there wasn't any puja going on inside. So again he attempted the same mistake. He was gone inside. Now invisibly, when daitas were entering inside the temple, daita means like the people who are from lower class and they are very, very close to Lord Jagannath. They have the special mercy that they can serve at that time. So now invisibly he entered with the daitas inside the temple. Now this time he saw very beautiful 8 goddesses. They were standing in the 4 directions. But he didn't see in the altar he didn't see Lord Jagannath deities. Those all, I think they were Asht Sakhis. So they started to laugh on him. Oh foolish yogi, don't you know that? You shouldn't be here. After doing one mistake, you are again came back. Do you know the consequence of that? And he got scared very much and he ran away outside like anything. So then after that he realized his mistake, that Lord Jagannath in this temple, he is very, very powerful. His mystic powers are not going to help him at all. So then he was going to the king and he told king the whole story. Then he asked for the land from the king. Then he made the temple. He got the land and he made the temple of Mahadev. It's still there near the Jagannath Puri temple. So he spent his whole life there serving the Lord Jagannath. So this is another pastime. We can learn the lesson from there that sometime we become very big-headed. We don't want to listen to anyone. Because what happens actually, Lord, it happens to the devotees also, what to say about non-devotees. The Lord sometime very rarely he interferes. I mean, he tells the devotees. Generally he reciprocates through the devotees all the time. But if devotees are saying something, it means the Lord is saying. We should take it very seriously. But we don't take it seriously, so then we pay the consequence of that, after committing that offense, and then after that we feel the consequences of that. So this is just like a lesson from this story. Coming to the verse, this verse is about the piety. Piety means pious activities. In 10th canto, 64th chapter, King Nriga, he did lot of piety. He used to give thousands and thousands of cows to the Brahmanas. One day, one of the cow came back to his herd. Because he didn't know that, so he donated that same cow to the other Brahmana. Without realizing that mistake. So what happened? The first Brahmana, he came to King Nriga. He said, I want my cow back. So because now he can't give it back, once you donate, you can't take it back. That's a policy. So then same Brahmana was going to other Brahmana. He said, that's my cow. And the other Brahmana said the same thing. King Nriga has given me this cow. How can you take it back? So they both started to argue. Now King Nriga, he told the first Brahmana, for the sake of that one cow, I will give you 10,000 cows. Please accept that. But that Brahmana, he said, no, I don't want 10,000, I want the same cow back. So in the meantime, King Nriga was gone to Yampuri in Yamaraj place. So there Yamaraj, he told King Nriga that you have pious activities and the sinful activities also. So what you want to face, I mean, what do you want to take first as a pious activities result or sinful activities result? So King Nriga said, I will like to take sinful activities result. So then Yamaraj said Tathastu, and then he found himself in a well as a big lizard, and there cowherd boys were playing there, and their bowl was fell down in the well. So then they took their bowl out, but they saw the big lizard is suffering like anything in the well, because there wasn't that much water inside. So they asked for the help from Krishna, and Krishna came over there, and with one hand Lord Krishna took out that big lizard. As soon as he touched the lizard, that lizard transformed in the King Nriga's body. So then everybody was glorifying Krishna. But what happened actually, Prabhupada actually mentioned in the purport how he got the darshan of Lord Krishna, because once in a lifetime one devotee asked for the help from King Nriga. He said, can you make the temple of Lord Krishna? And he made the temple. And also he put the scriptures there like Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. And it was beneficial for everybody. So after seeing all that, that devotee, he was very, very pleased with that, with King Nriga. So he blessed him. He said, in this lifetime, you'll have the darshan of Lord Krishna. So this is the pastime that we can see, because of the King Nriga's, actually, he did a lot of austerities, I mean, a lot of charity, like pious activities. Donated so many thousands and thousands of cows to the Brahmanas. But that thing was going to take him to the heavenly planet, where he can have the sense gratification. And when that is going to be over, then he has to come back again to the earthly planet to do the again austerities Then again and again, these things, they don't stop. But he get the glance of that one devotee who blessed him. Because of that mercy of the devotee, King Megha got the darshan in one lifetime and he was gone back to Godhead because of that devotee's association and glance. So this is actually very, very important point. Doesn't matter how many austerities we do, how many charities we do, we donate money, food, or anything else, but that doesn't take you back to the Godhead. You can end up in the heavenly planets where you can have the different bodies like demigods or something else. But devotees association, if the devotee pray for you, if the devotee bless you, you get everything. You get Lord Krishna's mercy. Shri Radha Gokula Nand ki, Shri Sita Ram Lakshman ki jaya, Shri Gaur Nithai ki jaya. In Bhagavad Gita 7.28, Yesham tav antgatam papam jananam punya karmanam te dvand moha nirmukta bhajante mam dirvrata. Persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life, and those sinful actions are completely eradicated, are freed from the dualities of delusion, and they engage themselves in my service with determination. Only those who have passed their lives in practicing the regulatory principles of religion, who have acted piously and who have conquered sinful reactions, can accept devotional service and gradually rise to the pure knowledge. Then they can meditate in trance on the Supreme Personality. This elevation is possible in Krishna consciousness in the association of the pure devotee. In the association of great devotees, one can be delivered from illusion. So this is the verse. And another one in Bhagavad Gita 8.28, Vedeshu Yageshu Tapasu Chaiv Daneshu Yat Punya Phalam Pradishtam Ateti Tat Sarvam Idam Viditva Yogim Param Sthanam Upeti Chadyam. A person who accepts the path of devotional service is not bereft of the results derived from studying the Vedas, performing sacrifices, undergoing austerities, giving charity, or pursuing philosophical or fruitive activities simply by performing devotional service. He attains all these, and at the end he reaches the Supreme Eternal Abode. The beauty of Krishna consciousness, however, is that by one stroke, by engaging in devotional service, one can surpass all the rituals of the different orders of life. So by the devotional service, when we do the devotional service, we can reach the Supreme Eternal Abode. That's the meaning of that. Somebody gets atheistic or handicapped due to the bad karma. If you don't accept Krishna, Vishwanath Chakravarti says, piety itself doesn't take you to the Krishna consciousness. When a devotee glances at you and helps you, that helps you to become Krishna conscious. It happens only with the mercy of the devotee. Piety itself doesn't have that much strength in itself. For example, Karna was fighting against Pandavas in the Mahabharata battlefield. So Krishna took Karna on his chariot and he told Karna that he is the eldest son of the Kunti Devi. And he said, if he joins Pandavas, he will be the king of Hastinapur in the future, and all the Pandavas will serve him like anything because of he is the eldest amongst them. But Karna's heart was loyal to Duryodhan. He said no to Lord Krishna. He didn't accept his proposal. He did offense to Krishna and the devotees like Pandavas. That's why he lost everything. This shows all the living entities have their own independence, and that's how it becomes their karma. So karma, because Karna wanted to be cheated, here Bhakti Vinod Thakur makes a point: if you 100% surrender to Krishna, then Krishna will guide you. If your mentality is going to be in a certain way, you will be guiding to that kind of mentality. When we don't connect to Krishna, then then karma comes in. Srila Prabhupada gives the example of a soldier is fighting on the behalf of the government, killing the enemies. So as a reward, he gets the medals. But when there is no war going on, and if he kill anybody, he will be hanged to the death. So the soldiers can have arguments on that point, why they get punishment for killing one person when there is no war going on. So their argument doesn't actually have any strength. Because when you are doing for Krishna, there is no karma involved in that. That becomes a karma. When you do it for yourself, then you have to face karmic reactions. Like King Nirga, he did lot of pieties, lot of charity. So that is called karma. So if you, for example, like people who eat meat, they don't want to leave it. They have to face the consequence of that. That is called vikarma. So this is So the association of devotee is very, very important. If the devotee helps you, then you can go back to Godhead. King Pratap Rudra wanted to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Mahaprabhu wasn't interested to see him because he was a king. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya told the king to wear sadhu clothes and go to meet him, and he told him to recite the Gopi Geet in front of him. When he did that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him. So we can see this is a power of the pure devotee like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. when he helped King Pratap Rudra, he got the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the Kartik month, we recite Gopi Geetam, the Gopi songs of separation from Krishna. This is spoken by Satyavrat Muni in the conversation with Nara Muni. Tava kathamritam tapta jivanam kavibheditam kamasapaham shavana mangalam shrimadatatam bhuvi grinanti ye bhuri dajana. The nectar of your words and the descriptions of your activities are the life and the soul of those suffering in the material world. These narrations transmitted by learned sages eradicate one's sinful reactions and bestow good fortune upon whoever hears them. These narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with the spiritual power. Certainly those who spread the message of Godhead are most munificent. So the true giver gives always the best to the people who is always benefited to them. Therefore, sharing of Krishna consciousness may not provide food, money or shelter, but at least it provides the satisfaction to the heart of everybody. So those who are the givers of Krishna, they are called the Bhurijana, the true givers. So the biggest charity, the greatest charity in the world is to give Krishna to somebody. If you can make one person devotee, that is the biggest charity. That contains everything. Because by doing that, you can please Lord Krishna and Radharani. Because that is the pleases Krishna. There are many examples actually of the pure devotees. One we have seen, that Mother Kalangana, the way she was with her actually motherly affection, she was attracting everybody, and she's just like Bhurijana, the true giver of Krishna. She gave the Krishna consciousness to everybody, whoever was coming to her. You find very, very rare these type of devotees in life. So, I end up here. Hare Krishna, if you have any questions or comments or chastisements, most welcome.